The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
May Allah accept all of the a'mal, all of the extra worships that dear brothers and sisters have been involved with in this blessed month of Rajab. It's worthy that on top of the rituals that we are to be involved with in the month of Rajab, which are of course themselves rituals with meanings that need to penetrate our minds and hearts. Repetition of adhkar is for the meanings to be repeated and for those meanings to be revisited, rethought, reflected, and through that process, that repeated process over time, the meanings gradually starting to seep or starting to come out of those words and seep into our minds and then, inshallah, through action into our hearts. The oil seeds, it takes time for the process of extracting that valuable oil that can be taken from it. Anything valuable that is to come from a seed, more valuable than the oil that comes from it that we consume, and sometimes that process can be relatively fast, the process of the growth of a tree from that seed is much more time consuming, and that's much more valuable because one seed can turn into a tree that produces many, many, many more seeds and fruits and valuables. The time that is required for us to process these adhkar, repeat, rethink, remind, over time, gradually, it produces results. On top of these rituals that, as we just briefly explained, are also supposed to be helping us, there is a ritual of tafakkur, a ritual of thinking, a ritual that does not involve repetition of words or performance of actions in the various forms of the rituals that we have. Rather, it involves thinking regarding what's most important, thinking regarding what is important, that very topic itself, what is important and what is not. And for that ritual of tafakkur, what is required is material to think about. The best material a person can find to think about are the verses of the Holy Quran. This is not just reading the Quran to complete a recitation from the beginning to the end, which is referred to as khatm of the Quran, or completing a reading of the Quran. That is a ritual. That is part of that repetition. We need to do that. We need to spend time just reading that. But then, also, during times of tafakkur, it is important to pull out verses and instead of just reading and going to the next, just pondering and thinking on what is being said. Sometimes what seems to be very simple, a concept that we have perhaps heard many times, moments of thinking will cause us to realize how important that simple sentence is and how much in need we are in processing that and being reminded of it and accepting it, and how much we need to realize that we haven't really accepted it. If you're looking for a truthful person, who do you look at? Where do you find this person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصِّدِّيقُونَ. They are the Siddiqun. Those who actually believe in God and His messengers, all of them, understanding that every one of those that God has sent as a guide for us is someone who has come with guidance from Allah, and whatever time I'm in, the guidance of the messenger that God has sent for that time is the one I need to go by. They are Siddiqun. They believe in the truth of God. They see that truth. So they're truthful in regards to the reality of the universe. They are truthful in regards to the reality of prophethood. They are truthful to that, not just in their mind saying that there is such a thing, or that there are prophets, or that the Quran is from God, but rather everything they do represents that truth and is based on that truth. And therefore, every aspect of their thought, of their beliefs, of their feelings, of their words, of their actions, every bit of it conforms with the truth of the world. Can there be a more truthful person than that? What's the comparison of a person who is truthful to this extent and a person who simply does not lie regarding a merchandise that they have bought and they're selling to a customer, if they're even truthful in that case? If a person is even truthful in all of the matters related to business, because once you commit the sin of lying to yourself regarding what the universe is, rejecting the truth that is blatant in your face, in everyone's face, that God exists, and that He didn't create this haphazardly. This is not abath in some useless, redundant cycle. There is a purpose for it. Then there are prophets and messengers. Who are they? What was the message? And I accept that and I act based on that. What's the comparison between these two different types of people who are truthful? Well, obviously, this is where a Siddiq comes from. A Siddiq is a person who is filled with truth, not just certain words regarding ordinary daily activities, but their thoughts are true, their beliefs are true, their feelings are true, their actions are true. Everything about them is.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya mu'minin salli alayhi.